Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the kids are finally enjoying their summer vacation. The school year from you-know-where is over. It's going to be interesting to see how next year they're going to rebound and respond to being back in classrooms. Hopefully everything goes well. That is the plan. But it's interesting watching the bickering and the fighting going on that we have been seeing. And that's why I've asked our good friends from the Badass Teachers Association to come on and share some thoughts. Evidently, a little tiff going on with the folks at the Badass Teachers and this World Socialist website that I spend almost no time looking at. That's why I've asked Michael Flanagan to come talk with us. Michael is a teacher, a blogger, and a Badass Teacher Association member. He's got a new piece out on just that, defending themselves against this World Socialist website. Michael, thanks for taking time for us.
Put me on. So, yeah, go ahead.
So I guess you got a problem with the socialists.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely pales in comparison to your other guest that I was listening to. But it happened a couple of weeks ago. We run a fairly large Facebook group with like 60 to almost 70,000 people in it. And we have a lot of different groups and personalities that have come through over the years. And, you know, most of us are teachers, current teachers or retired teachers, and we give our spare time to try to organize the group and run it and administer it, right? But we're fairly protective of it. It's been 8 years. We think we've done some pretty good work supporting teachers, bringing information, teaching teachers to stand up for themselves. I mean, we call ourselves the Badass Teachers, not because we're walking around, you know, saying, yo, I'm badass. I mean, we basically adopted that name to kind of give teachers some support, some courage to be able to say, no, I'm not going to take this anymore and stand up for themselves. So we are proud of the group, you know, and made mistakes. So recently, you know, while, you know, moderating the group, we started to have people posting a lot of World Socialist website articles, and we let them in. You know, it's not like if a kid of mine was writing a paper and they were citing from the World Socialist website, I would try to have them get more of a credible source of information. Even though I may agree with some of the articles, there's this definite bias in the way this newsletter writes itself. But we let it in to the group, you know, regardless. Right. You know, many of the ideologies are similar to ours. But what happened was, it's just really weird. It was like this couple of people kept spamming the threads with links to their articles, and if you follow their articles, they're kind of trying to recruit you to join their group, and we don't let that happen. You know, we're protective of our members, and we don't like other people coming in trying to recruit from our group to theirs. You know, like, post for information, but don't try to, like, you know, come into our house and then, you know, take our guests from us to your own party, you know, sort of. And you know, our moderators were basically telling them to stop spamming, and we didn't let in one post because it was about CDC regulations that were, you know, trying to reopen schools. And, you know, we already had a couple of articles going on the page, you know, and so we said, you know, we didn't let that particular post in. And this one person kept writing to our moderators and administrators, basically demanding that the post be let in and looking for explanations. And, you know, like, eventually we were just like, we don't need to deal with this person anymore. You know, we don't work for them. And we banned them from the group, a Facebook group we banned, you know. And
so good, done, bye. Are we finished with this? I mean, is that the end of it?
Basically, that was it. But then their newsletter started to write articles about the badass teachers banning this one particular writer, like it was a world socialist issue. You know what I mean? Like it was farcical to me that, like, you know, we banned people. I've been banned from groups. I mean, it happens. You know, it's a Facebook group. At the end of the day, we're a larger organization, but like the Facebook group is a Facebook group. You know, and everybody's got an opinion, and you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. You know what I mean? It's like you know, and so they started to write these articles about us and saying, demanding that this person be reinstated to the group. And like, I was just, you know, the other moderators didn't really even want to deal with him. So I wrote this sort of like sarcastic article saying, you know, it's not us, it's you. Like, it's a breakup, you know what I mean? And go about the business. And that didn't go over well. So they wrote like two or three other articles specifically about us and yeah. You know,
exactly everything I hate about socialists.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
I like some socialist policies. There's some good parts to it. That's the kind of stuff that annoys me.
Yes, well, that's the thing, like, because I would consider myself a socialist. You know what I mean? Like, I want you know universal health care. You know what I mean? I want public college paid for. You know, I better schools. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a living wage. Like, you know, I have socialists, but like. Apparently, like, I didn't know much about them. I just knew that, like, occasionally we would let in articles from their newsletter. But apparently what it is they want – this is my interpretation, and I'm sure, like, I'm going to get backlash from them from it, but I'm used to it by now. They want a worldwide worker revolt, you know, to overthrow capitalism, you know what I mean? Like, and – one of their tactics and one of the reasons they were not working out for our group was they are focused on attacking union leadership. And unfortunately, the majority of us in that badass teachers are members of unions. We may not agree with the leadership on many issues, but we're dues-paying members working in schools, and you know, we're there to like sort of like, you know, work with the union or try to vote out the union or take positions in the union. But the union, we are the union, you know, and they're basically directly attacking the union after getting to know them, I you know, and researching who it was that I was dealing with, I see that is sort of their tactic, you know, to divide the workers against their unions, and that's kind of why they were in our group, you know? So, like, that's the way it seemed to me.
I said a moment ago, I like some socialist policies. There's some things, like you pointed out, I'm a big fan of making sure that everyone has health care, we get education. There are things that you have to do in a social way. We pave roads and bridges, we invest in infrastructure. There's a bunch of that stuff that we should be doing that some would consider socialist. A lot of the socialists who declare themselves, not a big fan, because they have this, my way, it has to be my way, or it can't be at all. And I got a problem with that.
Yeah, and that's it. That's exactly what we found. So, you know, we said this one particular person, we put him out. We still let the articles in. We just didn't want to deal with this guy. Yeah. And we didn't even know who he was at the time. I didn't anyway. So.
Well, now you've given him a whole bunch of print and a whole bunch of opportunity to make a name for himself, because now he's a martyr. He's a martyr.
Exactly.
You've martyred him, and we've already spent like 9 minutes martyring him. I don't, at this point, I don't care about him.
Yeah, me neither. I'd rather be talking about like Abbott in Texas writing this law that social studies teachers can no longer teach about race and privilege, and it's a law in Texas now. Not just critical race theory, you know, around the states. Texas has passed this law that teachers cannot teach about racial issues, basically, in their state. The same day that they're passing, you know, legislation that we're recognizing holidays, based on racism. You know, it's That's what we need to be talking about, you know?
Yeah, we need to be talking about how the Republican Party is attempting to overthrow our democracy and pull the wool over our eyes and tell us, no, we're just protecting the sanctity of the ballot box by not allowing some people to have access to it.
Exactly. Voter suppression throughout the country, and we're divided amongst workers fighting against ourselves when we do have this common enemy that is trying to suppress the vote. So hide racism, like whitewash the history of this country. It's not critical race theory. It's history that they're trying to step out. You know what I mean? Passing laws as we speak. You know, it's just
but
ridiculous.
Isn't it predictable that you're going to get some pushback from people? Because look, what is being done is. Unlearning all of the things that most of us grew up understanding was our history. Now you're going back and saying, no, everything you've learned was wrong. This is new. You're going to get some pushback from people on this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but like, there's also, in white American culture, Thanksgiving was the Native Americans taught the pilgrims to grow corn, and they all sat down at a table, and that never happened.
I saw the cartoon.
Of course, right? So the best way to, maintain systemic racism in this country is to avoid and make laws against teaching about systemic racism in this country. We were founded on racism, and that is being denied. The Declaration of the person who wrote the Declaration of Independence was a slave owner. The committee struck out his references to slavery in the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution emboldened the 3/5 compromise, maintaining that African American slaves were 3/5 of a white person. It was from day one a part of this country's history, not even the genocide of the Native American people, and then after the Civil War, which was a war based on the spread of slavery, although revisionist history wants to call it the fight for states' rights. You understand? Like, this has been going on forever, and it's basically republicanism is fascism. One of the first moves is to attack the intelligentsia. Stop. The teaching of actual history in schools and whitewash it, it's rampant. And, there's unfortunately, and even in the group that I help run, unfortunately, there are teachers that, believe in it, you know what I mean? And we're having a hard enough time, trying to, clean out our own house, what I mean?
How do you deal with the founding fathers who, were taught to revere? How do you deal with past presidents who, were taught to, these were great people? Well, how do you then go back and undo all of that and say, no, they're all horrible racists, and we have to cancel them? Because that's what the right's argument is, that you're going back and you're canceling the history that they learned.
Right. Well, what we need to do is not say they were horrible people. We need to present the facts to the kids that we teach and let them make their own decisions based on historical facts, not based on fear of offending white privilege. The problem is that the people that they're trying to defend have benefited from the systemic racism continuously throughout the history of this country. So they are paranoid about losing that edge, losing those benefits. So they consider it, facts is an attack on their privilege, So you don't start by saying, Washington was this and Jefferson was this and Madison was this. Don't make the judgment for the kids. Present them to the facts. Washington owned more than 400 slaves. He benefited from the free labor. That's what made this country rich, when you don't have to pay your labor force, that profit goes to you. Systemic racism was designed to keep the poor working people one step above slaves. You know what I mean? Like, you, you give them the facts and let them decide. And more than like, you know, the right wants to call it indoctrination, that like, you know, teachers in, I guess, in the cities and the Democratic leaning cities are indoctrinating kids. And I'm wondering, like, what are we indoctrinating them with? Like, we can't even get them to, like, pull out a pen half the time. You know what I mean? Like, we're indoctrinating them. Like, I teach social studies. That is my job. Right. My job is to give as many facts and present ideas and leave it open for discussion to see them. And, you know, common sense is common sense. When you see one group of people benefited from oppressing another group and the use of racism for immigrants to this country and natives to this country and Africans to this country, you know, they can clearly see, you know, like the sky is blue and this country was founded on racism and genocide. It's not a judgment call. It's a factual, you know, identification. That's what we need to be doing.
So last question I've got for you, because, you know, at what point, you know, because I have a friend who's, you know, he's in this, you know, he's in this conflicted area where, you know, he agrees with you. You know, the reality is this is part of our history. But, you know, the founding fathers that he still thinks are great men, they did good things. How do you balance that? And then when do you stop, you know, attacking the past with today's eyes? It's easy to look back and go, you know what, they were horrible human beings. They owned slaves. When you would go back in those moments and go, no, they were actually fairly benevolent in the fact that, you know, they didn't treat them horribly. However, that actually happened. And I didn't live back then. But we're looking at everything that's happened through history with today's eyes. And I think just, you know, back 30 years ago when I was younger, how much different things were through the eyes that I look through then that I look through now. How do you make that difference when you're talking about history, and how far do you go?
Well, I mean, you say, yeah, Thomas Jefferson was great. He wrote the Declaration of Independence. He also, you know, raped a slave of his and had children with her, you know, an underage slave. You know what I mean? Like, both of those are true. And it wasn't just people looking back at things with you know, 21st century revisionist eyes. People at the time knew slavery was abhorrent. You know what I mean? Jefferson went to Europe with his slaves, and people there, you know it was wrong. You know, it wasn't like it was some people that controlled the majority of our government's founding that supported slavery and the racism that you know, maintained it. Not everyone in this country did. And right, clearly not the people who were enslaved, not the people, the native peoples that suffered the genocide, not the immigrants that, you know, from Asia that were oppressed upon, you know, they clearly knew slavery and the racism of this country was wrong. You know what I mean? So we're not like trying to say, you know, for the white kids here in the 21st century, all these founding fathers were bad. We're trying to say they were what they were. You know, these were the facts. And what basically, you know, part of critical race theory is understanding the history of this country through the eyes of the oppressed. Like Zinn, you know, like, look at it from the other, you know, history is written by the winners, but like there were losers on the other side, you know?
And the other side of that is true. Look at, you know, today's oppressors are yesterday's oppressed. And that's some view of that as well.
Yeah. Yes, so, absolutely.
Interesting discussion. Michael, I appreciate the thoughts. Good luck with your tiff with the socialists. You know, keep me out of it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks.
All right, have a great night.
Okay. Good stuff. Michael Flanagan, one of our badass teacher friends. Good stuff. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.